Up next on the program, time for us to get back on board that telephone line and welcome back to the program our friend from Penobscot Theater. He is the education director there. Ben Lehman joins us. Hello there, Ben.
Hi, Rich. How are you?
I'm doing very well. How are you, my friend?
I'm great. Calling you from my living room.
Excellent. How are you, kitty cats?
They're purring along.
Glad to hear that. Before we talk about Dramatic Academy offerings, congratulations on a smashing success with Mr. Ben's Playhouse. How much fun was that to put together?
Thanks. Yeah, it was a delight to do. It's really super cute. I'm super proud of the end product. So we had a great team working with it there. So it's really, really adorable.
Well, yeah, and you know, top to bottom, from the start of this year, so much appreciation and respect for what you and Barry and everybody, Jen and Lawrence and the whole crew have done at the theater in putting together what I think is just an incredibly creative and terrific virtual season for people.
Yeah, thank you. I agree. I'm astounded at what the artists around me have been able to do and what we've been able to do with virtual classes for our students, and you know, what Barry has been able to dream up and put together and make happen is kind of amazing. And yeah, there's an amazing crew at the theater right now turning the creative wheel. So I couldn't be happier to be a part of the team, you know?
Well, let's talk about Dramatic Academy. What kind of opportunities do you have for young folks going forward here?
Sure. We started our winter classes last week, but our registration is still open to students. And we have a couple of differings. The first is called DA Clubhouse, and there are two different age groups. We're going to come live from the Mr. Ben's Playhouse set twice a week, and we're going to play a bunch of Zoom theater games. So it's an active class, gets you out of your chair and up and around and feeling creative. So we have a half an hour age group, and we do have an age group that goes for an hour. Then we have something called Monster Lab, where we are watching the Universal Monster Classics, Dracula, Frankenstein, The Mummy, those kind of movies. And we're kind of working together to analyze the character archetypes in the movies. And then the kids get to work with special effects makeup and create their own monster character and film a monologue for the camera. And we have DA Cabaret, which is a musical theater intensive. So those students will come and learn about the process of being in a musical, but they'll also get to help write a song and perform songs for the camera. And then lastly, for adults 18 and up, we have a class we're calling Crafting with Kat Johnson, who did all the design work on Mr. Ben's Playhouse. She did the set and the puppet. She was the creative mastermind behind the whole look at Mr. Ben's Playhouse. And she's offering a 6-week course in crafting where you get to make a different kind of craft each week. And she's also talking a little bit about how to brand your own product and brand your own crafts to sell. And that all is on the table now for registration on our website.
And that's, of course, PenobscotTheater.org. People can call the theater too, I assume, 942-3333.
That's right. And you can also contact me directly at education@penobscottheater.org.
That's awesome. More great opportunities for people young and old in this area as we cruise through the wintertime and are looking for fun things to you. Ben, I thought about you last weekend, and I don't know if you share the love I have for this show. Saturday nights, I quite often tune in to watch Svengoolie.
Oh, yes.
But I was watching that, and I thought to myself, because I know how much you love horror movies, and you are an absolute storehouse of information on horror movies. And I thought, you know, that's something. You've done so many wonderful and creative things through Penobscot Theater that, you know, at some point down the road, we need to get you a show where you can do that, host some maybe good, but even better, cheesy horror movies, and do those commercial breaks and add your wonderful talents to that. I think that would be such a fun thing.
Man, that would be a dream. I would do that in a heartbeat, Rich. I've thought about that before, for sure. And I love Svengoolie. He was the best, man.
All right, so let me ask you, while we got you here, what's a good recommendation for perhaps an offbeat horror film, or one that maybe has gone under the radar for a lot of people?
Ooh, One of my favorites is a movie. It's a recent one. Well, I think it came out in 2000, maybe 2001, and it's called May, M-A-Y, like the name or the month. And it's about a girl who doesn't have any friends, so she decides to make one. And it stars a young lady named Angela Bettis, who I think is like one of the most undersung scream queens. She played Carrie in the TV remake of Carrie, the Stephen King story. And it's a great quirky, it's kind of funny, but it's also gory and bloody and supernatural story as well. So go check out May. I think that you can get it on Amazon Prime.
Awesome. Well, that sounds great. And again, you can sign up and learn more about Dramatic Academy by going to the website, penobscottheater.org. You can still subscribe and check out all the episodes, 5 total episodes, right, of Mr. Ben's Playhouse?
Yeah, that's right. You buy one, you purchase for $40, you get access to all 5 as they come out. So we are releasing episode 2 tomorrow. So you have episode 1 and 2 available as of tomorrow morning.
That's fantastic. Hey, Ben, always good to talk with you. Thank you so much for visiting with us this afternoon. Be well, stay safe, and keep making that magic.
Thanks, Rich. You too. Thanks for having me.
Ben Lehman from Penobscot Theater.